battered again, as rain sees rivers rapidly rise. Torrential rain battered the Upper Calder Valley for the second time in a month, on the weekend of the 12th and 13th of December. Heavy rainfall fell on already saturated ground across 10 hours on Saturday, leading to high river levels and flooding throughout the borough. The River Aire, Calder and tributary rivers all responded rapidly to the rainfall, and the Environment Agency said it had reports of some properties flooding in Hebden Bridge. The railway pub, New Road, flooded, and owners said they lost stock and trade worth around £3,200. On the previous serious flooding, stock and trade to the value of £5,000, and it has ongoing problems with flooding. Hebden Water broke its bank at Hebden Bridge at around 5 p.m, causing streets and roads to flood, including Market Street and Old Gate. But community spirit was alive and well as residents descended on the area to offer help. The water receded later in the evening, meaning the town largely had a lucky escape and was open for business the following day. Damage was undoubtedly minimised at Market Street, Hebden Bridge, where local people improvised a route using Central Street to divert traffic around the pooling water. In the past, much damage has been caused by vehicles sending waves of floodwater into properties which would otherwise have been saved. Similarly, efforts were made to steer traffic through flood spots like Eastwood to minimise damage. Key roles were played by the area's volunteer flood wardens and local business people and residents, as well as professional staff on the ground. Flood sirens were sounded on Saturday in Walsden, Todmorden, Hebden Bridge and Mytholmroyd. The stretch between Sainsbury's and Midgley Road was badly affected. An Environment Agency staff worked at key locations in the borough to clear blockages and protect properties. In Todmorden, it's thought flood defences prevented more than 200 properties from flooding, and Centervale Park was opened to store floodwater. Some suffered cellar flooding in the town, and homes and businesses in Halifax Road suffered loss of power for some time. Just over the border, police closed the road at Cliviger, meaning drivers heading back to the Calder Valley had to find other routes home. An Environment Agency spokesperson said, "Since 2010, we have invested almost £15 million on new flood defences and flood risk reduction schemes in the Upper Calder catchment. A £400,000 scheme to reduce the flooding risk at Nutcliffe, above Hebden Bridge town centre, has been put to the test twice now since it was completed recently. Work is also currently underway at Gorksham, Bacup Road and Shoplock as part of our work in partnership with Calderdale Council."